Hello guys, welcome to another beautiful episode on the Gist with Naya podcast. I hope you guys are doing good. I hope that work is fine, business is fine. Well, for those of you who have not been able to go to school, we all know school is not open yet, except for those in like the terminal classes, SS3. But I hope you guys are doing amazing in general. So today on the Gist with Naya podcast, I have a guest with me and we're going to be talking about a vital topic in relation to business. So the topic is the essence of branding to a business. And I have, like I said, an amazing guest. Trust me, I am excited about this particular one. And she is a brand, business and communication whiz, a co-director of Startup Grind, also the co-founder of Afropreneur Network. She is a catalyst and entrepreneur, the co-founder of Disha, and director of communications at Ingressive for Good. Now, she's dedicated to helping entrepreneurs identify and communicate their value and identity. She also helps brands with their team, target audience, partners, and investors. Now, she has worked with brands such as Seed Stars, Facebook, Dark and Lovely, Bold, African Alliance, Heritage Bank, GSK, Light, Camera Africa, and so many others. Like, I'm even wowed myself. Well, without wasting much of your time, my guest is none other than the one and only Blessing Abeng. You are welcome to the Gist with Naya podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Like, even before we started, she actually said, oh, you're overreacting. I'm like, oh, no, I'm just excited anyway. So you're welcome to the Gist with Naya podcast once again.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
Yep. Okay, so I just want to ask, because like this bio is very amazing, like really, really amazing. And I'm so curious to know, like, what has been the journey so far? What inspired you and what has kept you going over time?
Okay, that's a very pregnant question. So I'm going to try my best to answer as well as I can.
Okay.
Particularly so that nobody else gets confused, I'm just a branding and communications expert, right?
Okay.
So this simply means that I help people find the value that they have to offer and help them communicate it. So that is what I do through all these beautiful means that you have explained.
Okay.
And that's how I do it, right? So yeah. I help you figure out how you'll communicate to your team, you know, like if you have a mission or a vision and stuff, you need to be able to communicate that clearly to your team.
Yeah.
You need to be able to clarify that to your investors and all of that, like the people who matter, the stakeholders, the advice or business.
Okay.
So I've been super successful at that so far. And what really inspires me, my inspiration has evolved over time.
Okay.
I mean, there was one time where I was inspired by Tyra Banks.
Wow.
And Beyonce. I was just like, how as a woman this awesome, you know? Okay. Tyra Banks, Beyonce, Shonda Rhimes, Obama, and Ellen. I was just like, these people are too awesome, you know? How are they doing these things that they're doing? And so watching their lives, Seth Godin, of course, watching their lives, watching how much impact they are making because of the way they've been able to stay professional, you know, and do the things that they do in very awesome manners. It just inspired me to say, you know what, you don't necessarily have to be like a doctor or a lawyer or something again.
Yeah.
You need to be able to change the world. You know, your life can change the world. Your impact can change the world. And so that's heavily, heavily inspired me. And then evolving over time, I've become very, very inspired by Africans, you know, our ability to thrive through craziness, through madness, through lack of structure, through so much, you know, we still are consistently building and creating.
Yeah.
It inspires me and it makes me want to say, you know what, guys, I know this branding and communication thing. I've done it on a global scale. So let me come and do it for my own people and ensure that we can compete on that global scale as well. There shouldn't be, like, people shouldn't be able to see something that an African did as something that somebody else did and say, oh, this is obviously African because it's bad, you know.
Yeah.
We want to be able to stay positive and show that we also have a sense of quality. We also have a sense of culture. Mm. We also have a sense of class. We have, we exude all these things, you know, we just need somebody who can help us put it together and communicate it right. And I'm glad that I am that somebody.
Ooh, that is really amazing. Like, trust me, guys, I have been in like one of her trainings and it has been like the best ever since I've been having virtual trainings, like the best. As in, I'm even part of her tribe. I'm meeting amazing people who, you know, are as good. It's just amazing for somebody to be able to influence other people and bring people together. That is super amazing. So I'm going to say kudos to you, blessing. I want to be like you when I grow up. Okay, all right. So now, when it comes to the idea of branding, what is the difference between branding and a brand?
Well, I think that's just really clear. Branding is the process of creating a brand.
Okay.
And branding is the process of creating a brand, right? And the problem is that a lot of people think that a brand is probably a logo or a color or something. But that's not what it is. It is like who you are in a way that is recognizable by your audience, right?
It's yeah.
about who you are in terms of you make a promise and your ability to keep it. So, and who you are is not static. You know, who you are is not like who you were 2 years ago is not who you are right now.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean you are not yourself. It doesn't mean you have changed. You have probably evolved. So people need to understand that branding is about your identity, your communication, and your credibility. It's about your ability to be yourself while making a promise and consistently fulfilling it. So especially as it relates to your audience.
Okay.
So that is what a brand is. Branding is the process of figuring that out, right? So understanding, being aware enough to say, what is my personality? What is my identity? Who am I? What do I stand for? Who do I want to talk to? That kind of thing. And say, okay, so how do I want to talk to them? How do I want to engage with them? How do I want to connect with them? What promises am I making? And then how can I consistently keep it? And who do I associate with?
Okay.
You know, all of those things come together to make who people perceive you to be.
Yeah.
And who you also perceive yourself to be.
Okay, so you mentioned something that I think I'm quite interested in, because a lot of times people actually think that particular thing. And what I want to just know is, you mentioned what branding is and what a brand is. Now, what is branding not? You made mention of something about people thinking that, you know, a brand or branding is about the logo. So can you like expatiate more on what branding is not? Because people just usually think that it's the logo.
So precisely, it is not. It is not your logo, because, I mean, you could have a logo but not have a brand. You know.
Yeah.
And well, weirdly enough, or let's say you could have a logo but not have a good brand. Because at the end of the day, whether we like it or not, we all have brands, whether we tried to use it or not. Right? The only problem is the perceived brand that you're like, the thing you're perceiving of yourself, the brand that you have in your mind that you want to be.
Yeah.
Is it equal to what, I mean, sorry, is your intended brand, which is the thing you have in mind that you want to be, is it equal to the perceived brand, which is your customers and everybody else, all your stakeholders, are they getting the same vibe that you're giving? Like, is this a Chinese whisper situation where you're saying one thing but they're hearing something else?
Okay. You know? Yeah.
So all of those things, you cannot just have a logo and assume that the logo is going to handle your customer service, or assume that your logo is going to be what would make you luxury. Never.
Okay.
You know, Gucci is not Gucci because of the logo. Chanel is not Chanel just because of the logo. It is because of all the other experiences, all the communication, all the pricing, all the customer relationship, all of the things, you know, all of the things coming together into one. Let me give you a good example. So if somebody asks you, tell me more about Blessing, like, what do you know about Blessing? You're not going to be like, oh, she's Blessing Abeng, and then stop there.
Yeah.
Because that's just my name. What does my name mean? Like, what's that? Even if you're Mark Zuckerberg, you know, if somebody's looking for Mark Zuckerberg, you can't just be like, we're looking for Mark Zuckerberg and expect that the whole world will know who Mark Zuckerberg is.
Yeah.
That's not true. Not everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Then you can't just be like, oh, I'm looking for this tall guy. Who, like, who is the tall guy?
Exactly.
But if you now say, I'm looking for Blessing Abeng, she's that, she's this, she's that, she's friendly, she has an afro hair, all those things, all those definitions, she works here, she does this, all the things you're describing here come together to make me me. Do you get it? So yes, it's not a logo, it's not a color, it is not packaging, because packaging is only concerned with the exterior and not necessarily the interior.
Yeah,
so content and cover combined, you know.
Yeah,
it's not your social media. Your social media is not brand. And it's not, it's like, it's not a lot of things that people think it is.
Wow.
Are at the premise that you make, and you keep that premise consistently to your audience.
Okay, that's pretty much amazing. I hope that people are listening and, you know, trying to make amends anyways. So now, are there types of branding? Would you say there are types of branding? And well, if there are, what are they?
I mean, of course they will exist. I'm sure people come together and say, oh, there's personal branding, business branding, and there are different categories that exist. You know how human beings can be categorized biologically, professionally, spiritually, you know. And of course, that's how branding works as well, because like branding taps into the human element of a business or an individual.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes, of course there will be types of branding. However, I mean, I don't think people should have to concern themselves with, like, we're not going to give you an exam or thesis. To go and write a paper on what is branding, what are the types, what are the benefits, you know.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. So just concern yourself with, as an individual, what can I do to increase my brand value? Or as a business, what can I do? You know, that kind of thing. Like, concern yourself more with how can I ensure that my intended brand is equal to my perceived brand. It's a better use of your mental space and your ability than being concerned with different types. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. It sure does. Okay, so now, for the main thing that we're talking about today, what is the essence of branding to a business? Because some people just feel like, it's just for me to make money, probably sell my products and stuff. What really concerns branding with what I'm doing? So what exactly is the essence of branding to a business?
So I'll summarize every single thing into trust.
Okay.
Like, the currency of branding is trust, right? So what we're buying and selling is trust.
Okay.
The idea is you want to be able to get people to trust you enough to be willing to be part of whatever you're building.
Okay.
Do you get? So it's now a thing of, do they trust me enough to buy my product? So I'm selling milk, for example. I don't know why I use milk. I'm selling AirPods. Okay, AirPods. I'm selling AirPods, right?
Okay.
If I'm selling AirPods, do they trust me enough to choose me over competition? Why would they think I am the best for them? You know, that's what you're really trying to show.
Okay.
And your branding is what's going to go a long way to say, okay, oh, Mercedes-Benz is the best car for me.
Okay.
Your branding is what's going to make them say, you know what, I know that there is Toyota in the market. I know that there is Lexus in the market. But what I want is Mercedes-Benz, because I trust them to deliver. I think about most buying decisions that you make is because I have a problem. And I need somebody that I trust to give me solutions to that problem.
Yeah.
Not somebody who will deceive me. Not somebody who will tell me, oh, Bessie, if you drink this water, you will glow. And then I drink the water and I don't glow. You know, you've lied to me.
Yeah. So
the main currency is trust. And that's why branding is important, because it keeps you in check and it ensures that you can successfully build trust with your customer. And it is from that trust that you would make sales. It's from that trust that you would build communities. It is from that trust that if tomorrow you say, I'm no longer selling duvet, I want to start selling houses, you know, the name that you have built for yourself, because they trust you with selling duvet, they might be willing to trust you to say, oh, okay, I mean, she can, the way she sold that duvet and the way she did it, I love it, you know. So anything she's selling, I will buy. And that's what's helping brands like Apple, because they bring laptops, we buy. They bring phones, we buy. They say, oh, AirPods is the thing now, we buy. They say, no, the television. With anything Apple sells to us,
we buy
because we now trust them.
Yeah. Very true. Okay. All right. That's amazing though. So it's the trust, most especially the trust. Okay, so now before we wrap up, a lot of people will be wondering, okay, I've heard this thing, and many people would say, oh, I need to reposition myself, I need to do this, I need to do that. So how can one build a brand for his or her business? How do they
work out there? That is the first, and you know this, I know you know that this is a full course, so I'm just going to give like three key tips that I feel like might help people.
Okay.
So first thing you want to do is figure out your identity. Identity in the sense that who are you as an individual? Okay. What are your capacities? What are your capabilities? What is the promise that you're making? And do you have the capacity to fulfill that promise? So figure out who your audience is. And your audience most times, let's say figure out who your customer is, because the person who is paying that matters. That person is going to impact your business, you know, or your life.
Yeah.
Right? So you want to be able to say, who is my customer? Your customer is the person who has the capacity to, who needs your product and is willing and able to buy that product consistently.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's super important. So it doesn't mean you don't have consumers. It doesn't mean you don't have fans, you know, consumers need it, but they're not willing to pay for it. And that's not enough for a business. There are employers who need you, but they're not willing to pay, or they cannot afford paying for it. So that's not, again, your business. Like, they're your consumers, great, and you can feed them, you know, to be able to reach your customers.
Yeah.
However, have a clear picture of who your customer is. Know them as well as you can. Go to places where they are. Interact with them. Don't assume you know them.
Yeah.
Interact with them and try to know them for themselves, right? And then when you have figured these two things out, because if you don't get your identity right, you will communicate rubbish.
True.
So once you have figured out yourself and you have figured out your customer, and you know, like, this is the thing that I'm going to be offering them, you can now say, okay, now I'm ready to communicate with my customer. So if you really figured out your customer, you would know the kind of words they use to describe their problem. You know the problems that they say that they have, and you will position yourself to begin to answer those questions that they have, solve those problems that they have, give them solutions.
Yeah.
In a way that they don't know your name, but when they Google their solution, or when they're Googling for a solution, you pop up.
Yeah, okay.
So that is one way to position yourself, which is why people say content is super important, because you can use content to engineer that process.
Yeah.
Go to where your people are, you know, and interact. Networking is key. People engaging is key. People are too busy talking, but they're not engaging. They're not trying to go and meet their customers where their customers are. So do that. Also, partner with people who, not every time competition. Competition is great for SWOT analysis.
Okay.
But you can see, where am I in the industry? You know, like, oh, this, okay, where am I? You know, what are my people doing and why are they doing it?
Okay.
Is there a better way to do it? You know, it's for SWOT analysis. Now, once you're done with the SWOT and you have gotten the insights that you need from that conversation, remove your eye from your customer and focus heavy. I mean, remove your eye from your competitor and focus heavily on your customer. Because if you are too focused on your competitor, you would always be 10 steps behind. However, if you're focused on, this is my customer and this is what my customer wants, I'll give a very terrible example. And I'm calling this example terrible because I'm not going to name the brand names. But let's talk about telcos. I'm going to name them by colors.
Okay.
So there's a period in Nigeria where all the telcos, yellow, green, another green, red, and red,
I think those are
the main ones.
Yeah.
So they were all copying themselves. All their communication materials looked alike. All the products they were giving us looked alike. All their data costs, everything looked alike.
Yeah.
One person now said, let's call that person Red.
Okay.
Red now said, you know what? Enough is enough. You know, I'm going to do things that my customers find interesting. So they started giving us interesting ads. They started giving us TV.
Yeah.
They started giving us music.
Exactly.
They started mad. Immediately they did all those amazing things. Guess what? People did not care about all those other people that looked like they were wearing school uniforms.
Yeah.
Everybody focused on the Red because Red's first focused on them.
Exactly.
And on the truth, this is what they wanted, and so they gave them that. Do you get what I mean? And it happens with banks as well. So you need to be able to focus so much on your customer so you can meet them at the point of their need. Everybody else wants to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Use storytelling to your advantage. And when you're telling stories, don't make yourself the hero.
let the customer always come out the hero. Let them see themselves in the story. Mm. You are just the catalyst, not the hero. And so I think also don't make the mistake of being too, you're sharing so many details about the problems that the people are going through, but you're not, and you're trying to answer your questions, but you're not telling them who you are, because things work in the ADA formula. At the point of awareness, they're googling for solutions, right?
Yeah.
So while they're googling for solutions, right after they find the solution, they would be interested, like, who is this person who solves my problem?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And once they do that, that's the moment where you're supposed to be informing and educating them and telling them, oh guys, this is who I am, this is why I am the best person to solve this for you, right?
Yeah.
And then at the point where they're like, okay, yeah, we know who you are now, but what is proof that you can actually do this for me? That's where you're convincing, and you're showing testimonials, you're sharing results, you're showing BTS and all of that information.
Yeah.
And then after that, you then ensure that taking action would be seamless for them. So they know exactly what action you want them to take. Don't just leave them hanging. Tell them what you want them to do. And then finally, build a community around their passions, their interests, a why, something, you know, something strong.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll be able to build a great brand and sort of be great people, you know?
Exactly. Wow. This is really, really insightful. Like, I'm filled up already, trust me. I know I'm eating today, but no, this one is an overflow. So thank you so much, Blessing, for this wisdom. Like, you have really killed it. Thank you so much. I'm sure that those who are listening, or who have listened to this one after listening anyways, would definitely make a change to whatever it is they are doing. So guys, if you want to know more about Blessing Abeng, you want to know more about what she does, you want to take a course, do well to follow her on social media. So I'm going to hand it over to her to tell us her social media platforms and how we can reach her. So Blessing, over to you.
Honestly, right, if you just search for Blessing Abeng on any social media platform, I will pop up with my beautiful afro hair. Yeah, and my handle is actually pronounced as Miss Einstein, but just focus on Blessing Abeng. You know, search for Blessing Abeng and you find me.
Okay, so there you have it, guys. Search for Blessing Abeng. She's a brand on her own. Don't try this lady. Forget this tiny voice. There is more. So guys, just do well to follow her on social media. If you have any questions, if you have anything you want to ask, you want to know more about, do well to search her out on social media, or shoot me an email, thegistwithnaya@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram @thegistwithnaya, Facebook @thegistwithnaya, Twitter @thegistwithnaya. Let me know what you have to say, what you have to contribute, what you want to know. Do well to let me know. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. Thank you, Blessing, for being on the Gist with Naya podcast. I appreciate you. All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.